ultimately this is more up to the companies rather than any kind of government promotion programs then?
You know, that stuff all helps. You know, but let's be honest, I think they've been doing it for years. You know, you go to these trade shows and fairs and you know, use Brazil IT, use that sort of thing. Mm. I think the other way is go to the corporates and actually go to the big providers themselves. So, you know, for example, all the big vendors like Capgemini and Accenture, you know, they do big client and analyst visits to their locations all the time. And they're great. I mean, they really do promote the locations extremely well. I just got invited to a big trip to the Philippines where I'm going to meet all these clients. I'm going to learn an awful lot about the Philippines in 2 days, and I'm going to meet the big six clients who did that. I'll give you another example. You might want to, you can probably, Capgemini did a trip to Sao Paulo recently. I went on with Esteban, and we met with five of their clients, three of them really got to know a bit about the work they were doing and that sort of thing. And that is really powerful because we went out of there, you know, really thinking a lot about, you really got close up to the work and the quality. The clients are meeting you in informal environments. You know, they're not just, you know, they're not giving you just a rose tinted view. They, the delivery.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think, you know, when we cut through all the bullshit, the industry, the outsourcing industry, is predominantly run by the vendors. Those are guys eventually, I think, who they need to work on really hard. So I think Capgemini, for example, have probably done more for promoting Latin America than anyone else in the last couple of years, just because they've been, you know, investing themselves with the centers they bought from Unilever and other places. So I think pushing harder on the big providers, providing incentives to the providers. Look what Capgemini did for Guatemala. They got them on the map, right? Mm. They got Coca-Cola down there. So I think that is probably the most powerful way in, because the providers will then influence the customers. They know everybody. Mm. You know, they're the ones who, you know all the accounts, all the people, all the influencers. So that's another, you know, way that I think they really need to push here is getting more in front of them. And, you know, I think eventually if they could have IBM, for example, starting to invest more delivery resources in Brazil, that is a huge opportunity for them. And all these companies are global now. And I think that's the thing we all forget is that I think the more of the issues now is where these vendors are investing their resources versus where, which country they're from.
Mm.
You know, like people seem to start to forget, you know, what is Accenture? It's actually, I think it's Bermudan, right? No, it's Irish now.
So, yeah.
So I think that's one angle which, you know, they need to work on effectively with, you know, in terms of in investing resources and things like that. And, you know, I think what the getting good associations going can help, being lacking a decent Latin America kind of representative body. So I think India did it very well with NASCOM. You know, they got themselves branded. They made it like a must be, an incredibly passionate. I think Latin needs a kind of NASCOM of its own. Needs kind of something that's really powerful. I think that's what this NEA thing's trying to do. But you know, they need. I think they need to have a more coherent voice. And when you read some of the journalism, it's like, you know, it's very centered around India still and that sort of thing. But I think we have to recognize that the prices are bottoming out and flattening globally. New options are available. It's not all about India.
Yeah.
And I think there's more momentum now than there's ever been with the Latin region. And the next question is, I think now is a good time to step it up a bit, and because a lot of these companies are looking at alternatives. You probably, even GE is now bringing some work back to the US, but the US is a competitive location. Michigan is dirt cheap for a lot of talent. You know?
Yeah.
Get Ann Arbor graduate, IT graduates for this, people coming out of Bangalore. So now's a good time to really sort of push the envelope a little bit more, educate on the region,